The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. Fade me, Mike. Fade me. Second hour, my guest today, John Twitchell, fellow radio host out of Utah.
Talk with John. That's the show.
Talk
Thank
with
you
John.
For having me on.
Well, no, I look. And no, it's my pleasure because you know what? Talking with other hosts that deal with the public, you know, if you want to get a perspective and get from different areas of the country or the world, for that matter, we got people on the network that live in other places other than the United States, and their flavor and what they bring. It's great. By the way, I understand I still have Murr here. Murr.
Oh,
ouch.
The sonic gate was torturous that time.
Okay.
I can still hear. Yeah, I wanted to give you a search engine, one in particular, Q-W-A-N-T, Qwant. Now, it is one that does by proxy, so you really need to get away from Google. Those algorithms will mesh up every time.
Did you say algorithms?
Yes, he can dance.
Okay.
Another one is Gibberoo, like Nibiru with a G. G-I-B-I-R-U. That's very good, too. Another proxy engine, you know, so you don't get messed up with those things. But what I was going to tell you, too, about Ashley Biden, it's ruined her marriage. She would write in her journal that she felt like she was in heat, and she had all these multiple affairs. And if you'll remember, Eagles Forum, Orlean Kurla, said that's what they're trying to do is make the children addicted to sex.
No. Everything is hypersexualized, and I mean everything. That yeah, what you're describing.
Walk away from that.
Yeah.
Then there's no innocence, and no one wants to have a family. So that works.
What you're talking about here is one of the ways to get control of the youth in this country, and that's one of the ways.
And, you know, that's another thing. A lot of these radio hosts will be talking about the brown shirts in Germany, and some will say, oh, well, they burned their science stuff because they didn't. It was different science. No. Remember the Weimar Republic, and it was hell like we are having right now, but probably even worse. And what they were burning was all the smut. And it was amazing how quickly they made Germany family-friendly again. Berlin was Babylon. You know, the Germans got paid 800 marks, and the Jews paid themselves 10,000 marks.
Well,
so weren't that kind of crux?
And funny you should mention that, Murr, because the other day I was talking to two of my neighbors in the neighborhood, and I had asked them, because what you just described is in the video series, the documentary, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. That was in there. But what has everybody else heard about, well, my God, they're fascists, they're burning books? You're exactly right. They were burning the smut that was brought in by the communist Jews into Berlin.
Right. And the Frankfurt School and all that.
Yep.
Yeah. So if people really realized what they did was, and it was a worldwide depression, just like they're foisting on us right now,
Uh-huh.
But they were usury-free for 10 years. Now, they say this Klaus nasal rape Schwab was born in 38 in Germany, whether he's German or not, but they like him for his accent. But they say, oh, well, he must know because he was born there in 38. No, they were usury-free and thriving. The only country in the world it was, little Christian country. And how many movies have been made about them that tell the exact opposite?
Tons of them. All right, Murr. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, I did not get your email.
Interesting, because showing that I sent it twice.
Okay, and it might have ended up in my junk email, but guess what disappeared from my Outlook was the junk folder. It just disappeared. I can't find it anywhere.
Wow.
Okay, all right. So at any rate, what are we looking here? Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
I heard that brouhaha yesterday and wondered what happened to you.
Well, hopefully there's been enough explanation that you understand.
I do. I was just amused, to tell you the truth. I'm a numbers guy. I mean, in my education through bachelor's, master's, and doctorate, I ended up picking up 30 hours of statistics because of the kind of research I did.
Right.
So I've always paid attention to the numbers. And there's a paper that has been published on the web by a group called Vote Integrity. The title of the paper is Anomalies in Vote Counts and Their Effects on the Election 2020. And it is a blockbuster. It's a beautifully written paper, and it uses data that they extracted from the New York Times. And so they didn't make this stuff up. They were from the New York Times. So what they're showing here is by looking at all of the 8,954 vote updates over a period of time, and then taking data from Michigan and Wisconsin in particular, they plot off votes against time, votes over time. And you can see the two curves, the Trump curve and the Biden curve. Mm-hmm. In fact, what's your email? I'll send it to you right now.
John Stettmiller at Hotmail.com, if I can get to it.
Stadtmiller.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, correct. At what dot
at com? Hotmail.
At Hotmail. John Stettmiller. It's a good German name. I like that.
Jawohl.
Well, I lived in Germany, and I speak German. Figures 1 and 2 in that paper, and I sent it to you. One is from Michigan, and those from Wisconsin. You see how the votes developed over time, beginning early on the evening of the 3rd of November and late into the evening of November 3rd. Trump, in both cases, has a very healthy lead.
Yep.
But at in Michigan, sometime around 6 a.m. on the 4th, Biden way behind. Suddenly there is an enormous jump in the number of votes registered for Biden. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, Biden's votes creep up and they surpass Trump's. Mm-hmm. What happened was that there was and the same thing happens in Wisconsin, but it happened a little earlier. It happened the ballot dump happens around 4 a.m. in Wisconsin. And from that point on, in both Wisconsin and Michigan, Biden pulls ahead. And what they note here is that the ratio of Biden to Trump in all these votes from the reports after that was the same. So they had to have a ballot dump in order to get Biden up, even with Trump or slightly above, and then they manipulated the votes coming in after that to make sure that it didn't look too obvious.
Right.
So that the ratio of Biden to Trump was consistent from report to report. Now, I wrote to a friend of mine and I said, they outsmarted themselves. The first thing it did was they had this massive ballot dump in both places at about the same time. And then, to try to hide your tracks, they ran this algorithm that said, okay, we're going to take these votes, we're going to partition them in such a way that Biden has this narrow lead, but it keeps him ahead of Trump. Now, if you look at something like this, fraud is obvious.
Right.
You can't. The only conclusion you can draw from this is that something has happened here. It can't be explained by normal voting patterns. There had to have been votes that were generated on the spot, dumped in, and then the voting patterns after that were driven by an algorithm that made sure these things stayed the same. Because when you look at the point at which Biden's votes catch up to Trump with that huge jump on the morning of the 4th, they both follow the same pathway.
And isn't that
just
amazing?
Have you gotten that yet? I sent it to you on
And I'm having one hell of a time here with my laptop. Tom, if you're listening to the program today, it's really acting up. You got to do something about this. I'm half fixed. You got me in the quicksand, and I'm going down fast. At any rate.
Anyway, if you can open it up and look at the two first figures in there, and that's a long paper, and there's a lot of it's a very detailed paper, but it's exceptionally well written.
Right.
Rand Paul tweeted this out, and it upset the hell out of the media.
They
lost their minds, you know. But I look at that and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a professionally trained statistician, although I'm a geologist. I look at this. This makes perfect sense to me. I understand exactly what happens here. And you can see the fraud in there. And this comports precisely with the analyses I read last week from the based on Binford's law, which shows that Biden's votes had to been were not organic. In other words, they were manipulated, because you get anomalous patterns in the votes that indicate that the ballots cast for Biden were not cast by people just voting their how they wanted to vote.
When I read
the Binford analysis report last week, I thought, well, this is fantastic, because it's hard to argue with if you understand Binford's law. But I got into this yesterday, and I thought, well, this is far more than just history. This is compelling, right here. And if this doesn't get people to open their eyes to realize that what happened.
Let me stop you here, Kelly. Let me stop you here. If this what doesn't get people's ire, the information they're not seeing. That was the whole point That was the whole point of going through this exercise.
Well, I called Microvero today, and I told him that, you know, we're at a point at which we cannot have peaceful resolution of this matter with the left.
You can't. No. I disagree with that, and I'll tell you the reason why, Kelly.
We're going to have to annihilate them.
Kelly.
Period. Yes.
Can the host talk now?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, okay. I'm in disagreement with you, because what this woman said today in Lansing, and here's a woman that knows, has been doing this for 3 decades with the Secretary of State. These people have to be held accountable. In other words, if you did something illegal, guess what? The full weight of the law is going to come down on your shoulders. People are going to start going to jail. People like this are opening up this onion for all to see. I was talking to Roger Lander today, and he brought this up, and I've been kind of hinting at it and then withdrawing and then hinting at it, Kelly, and withdrawing it. Roger told me, he said, look, he says, what they want us to do is to start killing each other. And he said, the only way that we have out of this and sidestep their trap, because this is a trap, we've got to continue to do what we're doing. He's of the opinion 70, almost 80%, he said, Trump's going to be in the White House in January. And now what I'm starting to see indicates to me that this has been pulled out of the bottle. The genie is now out of the bottle. It's going to play hell to try to find people in this country for their edification, but at least it's out there now. As you heard John say, if you wouldn't have told me about this, I wouldn't have known. If I wasn't watching One America News, which I can't get on my Spectrum, by the way, what they've magically done is, you know, when you got a cable box and you turn the damn thing off and you turn it back on, it goes to the same channel you turned it off. Right? No.
Right.
Spectrum funnels you now into Channel 1 on their TV services, which takes you right to Spectrum News. And if you thought MSLSD was bad, you should get a load of Spectrum. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. I told them about it today. I said, whose bright idea was that? I said, you guys don't carry One America News, but you want to shove Spectrum down my throat? No.
No.
So let me jump
John,
in.
I hope that you and Landry are right. I hope that you and Landry are right. But what happens if they push Biden through and they inaugurate Biden on the 20th? What are you going to do at that point?
We'll deal with that on a case-by-case and day-by-day basis.
Well, so I'm of the opinion that you get to a point at which you can't just roll over and play dead.
No, Sydney,
a violent reaction might be justified.
Well, it very well may. It may come down, just as we broke away from England. And remember, we were subject to England at that time. That was a revolution. We revolted against King George, started our own deal over here. And we had a federal attempted takeover. Oh, that's right. It was successful. It was called the Civil War, brother against brother. How many dead later did they finally reconcile? But did they really reconcile? No, they did not. The Federalists, that was the wet dream for the Federalists. They centralized power in Washington, D.C. But at any rate, Kelly, I hear your concerns, and we're going to address that in the balance of this week, and I appreciate your call. But hang in there, brother.
Please look at that paper, that analysis. I think it'll already really upset you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Kelly. I will.
Two suggestions to someone like Kelly. When you send information to people like us or to your congressman or something like that, bullet point it. Make it like a paragraph long, and then allow us to go into it in greater detail. That really helps out. That's one thing. Second, I shared with you that I talked to a talk show host who has on a number of radio stations throughout the nation, has had Miss Powell on her show, as well as has talked to a number of Trump's attorneys offline. And she has said she feels more certain that Trump is going to pull this out today than she did even a couple of weeks ago. So I'm having a little bit more faith today than I had yesterday.
Well, and the one thing we've been dancing around here is this was the exact same thing that I was watching today when One America News broke off. And what we're talking about here, folks, is this was carried live. This was in Virginia, not West Virginia, my era, error there. And this was done by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. It's a national constitutional litigation organization. And what was imparted for the edification to anybody that cares, and they should, was, and this is the exact same thing, John, that I was talking about. This was a driver that was subcontracting. He was hired as a subcontractor for the United States Postal Service. And what his job was, and he did this daily, he had his run from New York into Pennsylvania. I hear a break. You know what? Skip that break, Mike. Just skip it. I'm having some problems negotiating my computer here. At any rate, more information here. The Amistad Project said that they have sworn declarations that state over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and 121,000 in Pennsylvania. And the claim was made, and I don't doubt this, that their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by the U.S. Postal Service workers to influence the election. Well, this is a particular case on how this was done. And let me get down.
And if I read that correctly, they took it over state lines.
Yes.
If they take it over three state, if you take it over one state line, let alone three state lines, that becomes major federal offense. So that is huge too.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me get into the meat of this. This guy, he gave testimony, and again, this is an affidavit that's signed under penalty of perjury. And this whistleblower, he's a subcontractor. His name's Jesse Morgan. He drives a route from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to Bethpage, New York, to Harrisburg, PA, and back to Lancaster. Well, he did a little pickup in Bethpage, New York. What was his pickup? The story states 24 Gaylords. Now, if you've never been in manufacturing, folks, or anything like that, you may not know what a Gaylord is. A Gaylord is a big box that sits on a normal-sized pallet. Now, if you want to think about the volume of that container, you could easily pack in 8 normal-sized people and still get the lid on. There were 24 Gaylords that were put on his truck that he took from Bethpage, New York, into Lancaster. And what they do is the last delivery to be made, that'll be put on the truck first. So his last stop on his run was the center, the United States Postal Service, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He showed up to make his delivery. Nobody would take the delivery. Nobody had signed a ticket indicating, and this is the subcontractor in the U.S. Post Office wanted this ticket because it verified when the guy showed up, what time he showed up, and that he actually did show up. He was kept in the yard for more than 6 hours. From 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 p.m. in the afternoon. They wouldn't sign his ticket. He asked to see the supervisor of the Postal Service there. They denied that. He was told to come back the following morning, in which he did. Somebody had used his truck. Now, this truck he exclusively uses and drives. That's his baby. He had one of the best trailers that he could find, and that was this guy's run. He shows up the next day. Somebody else had been in that truck. But, John, guess what came up missing? Never to be found. The 24 Gaylords of votes that absolutely up and disappeared without a trace.
And that's not easy to move.
No.
That's not easy to move. It's not easy to take off a truck. It's not easy to take a trailer away. It takes someone with a little bit of experience and some knowledge. Not just anybody can walk in and get that done and move it away. Now, yeah, there's millions of people out there that could do it. But it's not just your average individual that can do those kind of things.
Right. All right, let's go back to the phones here. David, and thanks for holding. David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, thanks, John. There are a couple of different things that I'd lay out in all of this. First of all, you're just talking about Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Michigan, when you think that there are so many different issues up there that were just horrible, that were not getting dealt with, I think by April or May, their mortality count was incredibly high. And so the mismanagement of COVID would have infuriated a lot of voters up there. And so I can't necessarily think that the people of Michigan would have had a lot of loyalty toward Trump. I'm not any fan of Joe Biden, but when you start seeing the death count and the mismanagement of it, much less, then you got areas like Flint, Michigan, that, you know, they've been waiting for, good God. I mean, wasn't that the end of the Obama administration that the water of Flint, Michigan was discovered to be so poisonous, and it's still never been dealt with. So when you start thinking about blocks of voting and that, you know, truckloads of votes, you know, would come in at a certain hour, you know, I can't necessarily believe that vote count is wrong. In fact, Bill Barr just couple of hours ago said that he doesn't know of any massive vote fraud.
Thank you for bringing that up, David, because I read the same thing. Here's the Attorney General of the United States with all of what has been unearthed. He's saying that he doesn't see any abnormalities.
Right. And when so real quickly to add on that, on Twitter, Trump retweeted that statement, obviously not agreeing with him. And it's any claims about election fraud is disputed. The Washington Examiner did a story on that. And it's funny how just on Twitter and any other location, that information, the only thing comes out is no election fraud. Don't look here. Don't look behind this curtain, right?
The Attorney General of the United States has spoken.
Yeah. Well, the other, I originally called to talk a little about COVID. And I do think that there's a conspiracy involved in COVID, but I think the conspiracy has to do that it's a disease that showed up because of pollution. And when you start looking at Wuhan, China, as a very heavily industrial city that has very few pollution controls.
Yeah, David, I think you're down the wrong rabbit hole on that one.
I agree.
Well, no.
I think Dave called into my show.
The corporations don't want to pay for the disease. They're going to cover up the disease because they'll blame it on a war. They'll do everything they can to get
say for one fact, David, there is no disease. Haven't you heard? It's a regular run of the mill flu, David.
250,000 people are dead, John. It's not funny. You know, and
a quarter of a million people. Look, David. Hello.
I'm here.
Quarter of a million people by whose count?
The
people that are claiming. Listen to me. Listen to me, sir. You're taking up the COVID deaths, and they have been skewed, notoriously skewed. You are listening to bad information.
Well, people are drowning in pus. You know, that's how you die with COVID. Your lungs turn to concrete.
Thank you for your call, David. Okay. Appreciate your call. Got to keep moving here. I do not agree with him. John, I take it you don't either.
Not in the – well, okay, so they throw out the 200 and – I don't know. What is it? 250,000 people now almost?
Yeah, 255,000 people in America has died. Yeah.
I have spoken with people – okay, so – in my show today, I had someone talk to me off air that said family member was told that they would be given $20,000 if they would claim that off the expenses of somebody's death that died in the hospital, that they would take $20,000 off the bill if they would claim that they had COVID and they died because of COVID.
Yeah. In normal circle, that's called a bribe, isn't it?
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
John, it has the color of law. The feds put this out.
Yeah.
The states are putting this out. It has the color of law to do that.
Well, let me add something else to your magical payoffs. And I have yet to confirm this. I've seen two sources, but I'm seeking a third. But indications are that they're paying $1,000 to people to take the vaccine. Now, think about this for a second. They have trashed the economy over this lockdown and restriction stuff. You got a lot of people out there desperate for a dollar. So you're going to induce them to take this vaccine that the media has been telling you that's got 95-98% efficacy, blah, blah, blah. So somebody's standing there going, okay, I'll take the injection. Yeah, give me my $1,000.
And when I'm told that 95% effective rate, why would I not do it, right? Especially if you're going to give me $1,000.
That's right. All right, we got a break here. John Twitchell is my guest. Continue your calls, folks. We'll take the bottom of the hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little.
All right, we are back. Mike, we're back. Oh, it's a little different doing a show remotely. By the way, you don't have to text me, John, to bring up something. You can do that. See, you're a guest, and you have free reign.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, let me before we get into that, let me clear. I got loaded phones. Let me clear out some calls here. I got Ryan in the District of Criminals. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, man. All right. So all your callers are talking about like the instances of voter fraud. Like we all know that voter fraud happened, and it's like blatant. It's in our face. I mean, there's a media blackout of it, which is like an obvious other thing. And this all points to a coup.
Yep.
Okay. Like we are in the middle of a coup. Now, mm-hmm. What that's going to come down to is which side do you think the military is on? Do you think the military has Trump's back? Or do you think that maybe they're going to let it go? Like this is so blatantly, obviously like.
Do you want me to answer that question?
I really do. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I would say the majority, since we're now living in the perceived democracy, I would say the majority of servicemen of all branches are with Trump.
I would say a significant majority.
Yeah.
Here's the red flag with that, is that I'm not sure the military-industrial complex loves Trump. He hasn't started wars.
No.
He's pulling us out of it, right?
Ryan, you got to make the distinction here. You didn't say the military-industrial complex. You said the military. I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the hierarchy or the boys.
But they don't give the orders, John. Okay, the foot soldiers don't give the orders, right? The generals.
Do you remember Michael New? He was given an order to go to Macedonia and operate under UN command. And he told them,
"I remember that, unfortunately. I'm sorry."
Okay, I know you don't, but I'm trying to explain to you that you do not have to follow an illegal order. And a lot of them will not.
And
I want to believe that. And that's my hope, right? Hopefully that's everybody's hope. And I believe that there is no way Joe Biden will ever see the White House. Like, with this obvious stuff, like, it's on, man. Like, we have to just be honest with ourselves right now. Like, it's on right now. And
it
Trump
is.
Knows, okay? Trump didn't not prepare for this. There's no way that he was just like, oh, let's just see how an honest election goes and let's see how the dice roll. Like, there's no way he's letting this just, like, go by. This has to, like, this logic says this has to be a trap, okay? There's no, all the evidence we have in the blatant stuff right now, like, I feel like I'm a pretty logical guy, right? I listen to your show. I listen to a lot of, like, similar thinking people. But, like, this isn't making sense, right? Like, Trump must know this is a trap. And if the military, they must know too, right? So, like,
right.
What's the play here? Like, it's going to get bad. Like, that means, like, if you have the military, you got guns. And you've got people using force. So, I mean, I'm just not, like, this is going to be bad, John. And I think everyone's dancing around the bush being like,
Ryan,
I'm sorry, a little worked up.
I understand that, but understand something else. The unorganized militia, which I know a little bit about, we've got a lot of guns. And the only thing we don't need the military to do is point their guns at us. What I'm trying to explain to you is if it comes down to that point, the unorganized militia and the gun owners of this country will be in lockstep, not with that military-industrial complex. The people that took that oath, just as I did when I joined the Army, to protect and defend the Constitution. And the service members recognize this with Trump. They love him. Ryan, I got to move on. I thank you for your call.
So, Ryan, just I want to make a real quick comment. Those rank-and-file Marines that are right there in front of his helicopter, I guarantee you those guys have their back. The only thing that concerns me about what Ryan is saying is if they get a bunch of colonels and generals that they're the ones that are carrying it out, trying to take him out the door. But I don't think that's going to happen. The rank-and-file aren't going to do it.
No, they're not. And what you wanted to bring up something about California police and sheriffs, what? John?
So when I went to Front Sight, and I came across a number of former military men, police officers, and one happened to be high level within one of the sheriff's departments out in, just outside the L.A. Basin. Okay. And he was sharing with me that he felt that so many people were not having his back at one point, but now he's starting to see that turn, and that the militia having his back. And here in Utah, I've talked to a number of sheriffs and police officers, and they're like, listen, we know who has our back and we know who doesn't. And I think that the police and the sheriff are starting to see the Antifa, Black Lives Matter types don't have their back and are going to be the ones that are causing problems, throwing frozen bottles of water, bricks, with other things.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. And I'll tell you how you see an indication of that. I reported last week that L.A. County Sheriff is not going to enforce Newsom's outrageous laws. Or law, my foot. I misspoke. Their policy and surrounding counties and the surrounding counties to L.A. County are not going to go along with Newsom. So you're already starting to see a crack in Newsom's armor now. Like a shark in the water, you taste blood, man, you go looking real hard and real fast because that's your meal. The people in California, that judge extended this petition drive to get Newsom out of the governorship, and he extended it out to March to give them more time to organize and to make that happen. All his people needed, John, was a little chink in the armor, a little daylight, something, that little drop of blood in the water to let you know it's dinner time and they're getting the message.
It's time for us as an average individual citizen to just talk to our neighbors and let them know, I'm here for you, you're here for me, and we're going to have one another's back. And the more we share the information of the things that you came across today that you shared with me, the more you listen to shows like John's here on Republic Broadcasting, more you listen to non-traditional media such as, I'm going to throw a quick plug, K-Talk Radio, ktalkmedia.com. I happen to have a show on it. You go to those type of sources, you're going to hear this information. And you need to turn off the mainstream media because they're getting lots of money. What you need to do is find a couple of people with several million and say, hey, you know, it's time that you start using it. Maybe you ought to go talk to John Stattmiller and see if you can help him build something better.
All right. Hey, we got loaded phones. I don't want to leave anybody out today.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call. So, you know, I'm legally blind out here in the great state of Michigan, and, you know, my friends, some of my friends say I have more vision than most sighted people. And
Dave,
you know, I've been saying for a long time,
I've said that exact same thing to you when you've called in before.
Okay. I appreciate that. Anyway, I've been saying what Roger told you tonight for quite some time, that, you know, these fools, you know, they want us in the streets killing each other. This is the most classic military strategy there is, divide and conquer, right? And they've been begging us. They begged us to vote for Trump because look who they put in front of us. The two worst candidates they could think of, O'Biden and Kabbalah. People didn't vote for them. It's insanity. But fools like that Dave in San Fran, he loves these Democrats. He is one of them. And, oh, yeah, there's people dying. My behind, there's people dying. Come on, they laid off. I've got friends that are nurses that were laid off during that COVID lie. And, you know, obviously, we know COVID is an acronym for Certification of Vaccination Identification 1984, baby. Anyway, John, I called you one time, and I told you about national-assembly.net. You asked me, what are you going to find there? I didn't say this, but this is what you're going to find. The only path back to a constitutional representative Republican form of government. Please, everybody, go look at national-assembly.net. Michigan formed an assembly back in 2010. We are now teaching the other states to form assemblies for their states and their counties. Once we have two-thirds of the states assembled, we can tell them what to do. Donald Trump, in his inaugural speech, said this is not the normal transition from one party to another. This is Washington, D.C., handing the power back to the people. What does that mean? Our First Amendment says, assemble, people. This is how we do it. This is how we take back our rightful place as a self-governing we the people. And these fools are our representatives, our employees, right, our public servants. They work for us. We don't work for them. They're not going to be shoving no needles in my ass. I'm going to be shoving them in theirs, okay? Check out national-assembly.net. Check
Very
it out,
good.
John. We need your voice. Just check it out. Promote it because
Dave,
this is how the people take it back.
Dave, that's the tool that you're showing me, and I've already said, Trump gets in the White House for another 4 years, let him deal with the snakes.
Yes.
We need to deal with our town, city,
right,
county councils, and our own state legislatures. And,
right,
and what do you want,
baby,
Dave,
real quick,
hold on.
John, we are working with Trump, and he is mentioning us in all of his rallies. We got it pointed
Good.
Out on the website. We've given him 21 directives, and he's fulfilled at least half of them.
Okay, one more time. Okay, Dave, one more time for the website, and then you've got to let me finish the call out with you. What's the website again?
National-assembly.net.
National. One more time.
National-assembly.net. We have a conference call every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have a business call for about an hour. We got about an hour of training, and then we do an after call. Sometimes goes into the wee hours of the morning, people sharing.
Gotcha.
And
no, okay, Dave, I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. National-assembly.net. A tool, folks. A garden doesn't get hoed until you pick up the hoe. No pun intended. Kelly, you're up next. Hello, Kelly.
Awesome, John. Thank you much for the update. I'm going to get a giant recall Gavin Nuisance banner on my balcony and start collecting signatures again.
Good.
And the dial-in to listen is working. And there's going to be a huge rally in Nevada in Carson City on Thursday at 1 p.m. at the courthouse.
All right. We appreciate that very much, Kelly.
And thank you, and I love your sense of humor, calling the MSLSD.
Actually, I can't take credit for that. That came from the Jewish attorney in New York.
Oh, but there are so many. Okay, bye.
I know. Bye. And who am I speaking of? The great Mark Levin. Chuck in Austin. Hello, Chuck. Right in my backyard, so to speak.
You caught me with a mouthful of jerky. That's okay, though. Said what I need to say. I just sent you a link, and that's the reason I wanted to call. I want to make sure you got it, because I know Outlook's kind of flaky at times. But one of my other favorite programs is Ernest Hancock, and he has a site called Freedom's Phoenix. Are you familiar with it all?
Are you familiar that man used to be on this network for a couple of years?
No, I wasn't at all.
I've repeatedly told this to listeners, but that doesn't register with them because they weren't there to hear it, so they don't remember it. Yeah. When I say we have run a lot of talk show hosts through this network with a bevy of information and different angles, I'm not joking.
No, I just think it would be a great collaboration. I really like Ernest as one of my favorite hosts besides you and Mike Rivero. You guys are my go-to guys.
Yeah, he was the guy that took the train from New Jersey down to Jekyll Island. He was part of that Jekyll Island project. And he and I had spent many hours talking. Yeah.
And he just made a tour around the country on his bus, going and testing and pushing back against all the masking laws everywhere he went. So I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Right. All right. Hey, appreciate it very much, Chuck. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right, sir. Tom in Utah. I think you just got your wish, John.
Thank goodness Biden opened up the door. Now I can go to either John and be okay.
Oh, now that was funny.
Anyway, John from Utah, I really enjoyed your program this morning, but I want you to comment on something that maybe you didn't learn brand new, but I did. Was the governor's club put together by Biden, not by Biden, but Obama, which included about a dozen or more governors, but it also included the famous Republican governor from Utah.
I think
do you want to elaborate on that, John, and let us know what that was all about and the fact it was presented that our state, Utah, seems to benefit from more of the COVID concoction than anybody.
So I was not able to drill down on this a ton because, boy, there were so many things going fast at me and a lot of information flying today. But one of my guests made the claim today that it was over $1 billion was given to our government from China, meaning Utah's government, and that Governor Herbert received a significant portion of money. And I said, I said to my guest, are you making a claim that he directly received cash money? I won't call it, not a bribe necessarily, but cash money from China. And the guest that I had on made the claim, Mike, that was the case.
Mike, skip the break. I just...
So, and there were only 13 governors that were invited to that group with Obama, and one of them happened to be our illustrious Governor Herbert. Thank heavens he's leaving. Unfortunately, he's being replaced with a bigger rhino, Mr. Cox.
Well, he's as good a Republican as is Mitt Romney.
Oh.
by the way, I'm glad you brought up Mitt Romney, because I made a comment to John before the show today. I said, Utah is not one of my favorite places, and he's one of the reasons why it isn't. I won't go into the other reasons, because it would probably upset some people.
Well,
that was my contribution.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tom, very much.
Well, you've got a governor that's not doing too hot yourself in Texas, right? We got to get rid of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is one of the worst.
We're trying to fit a jetpack to his wheelchair and point him in the direction of Utah.
We've had
enough of this guy down here.
Oh, that is not fair. That is not fair.
Hey, well, flies. What are they drawn to?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I won't expand any further. W in Texas. Hello, W. Hello, W. Come in, W. Mike, is he there? He might be muted. He just yelled that in my ear.
Put him on hold and go to the next.
No, he is. He's. I think you got anybody after W there, Mike? Okay. All right. Well, that allows us about 8 minutes.
Okay. There's something that I want to bring up. So we're hearing the mainstream media, MSN, MSLD, LSD, CNN, the Communist Network News, even Fox is not. They're all saying they're saying no fraud. Fox is saying it a little bit, but the kind of the mainstream, shall we call it, conservative news, the Shapiros and so forth, are saying, well, there's fraud and there's fraud in every election, but it just doesn't quite rise to the level of being enough votes that we should overturn an election. Well, my question to that is, if there's 7,000 here, and let's say there's 342 over here and 3,562 over there, well, let's say it's only half the amount of fraud that would give Trump the win. At what point do we go, there's been enough fraud happening that it's worth a state legislature taking over and saying that this is the way the vote needs to go, and the state legislature stepping in? At some point, I think we're going to start seeing some of those dominoes fall. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm looking for. And we're seeing a little bit of evidence of that both in Arizona. We're seeing a little bit of evidence of that in Michigan and in Virginia. We've got these opportunities, and it's starting also. Let's not throw out Pennsylvania. Let's not forget what's going on there. So we have some opportunities. Back to, I believe it was Ryan's comment, when do we take to the streets? And maybe it wasn't Ryan, maybe we're giving it the wrong individual. We need to wait to take it to the streets. we need to be very careful about when we, should we ever do that, we need to be very careful to make sure we have the rest of America behind us.
Well, there's no coming back from that. Once you go
once
to
happens,
that,
it happens.
That's right. And there's no coming back. Okay, I'm reading my notes here on screen. Guess we lost audio for W. Barbara in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, or Idaho? Idaho.
I hope it's Idaho.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Yeah.
The most beautiful place in all of the United States.
Yeah, there's some really beautiful spots here, and I'm lucky to live right down from Coeur d'Alene Lake.
Barbara, I'm going to ask you to be quick because we got more calls now coming
in.
Go ahead.
I'm going down the rabbit hole for a minute. I'm going off topic, but it's part of a topic. So with my own perspective, watching what everything's going on around the world right now, especially in the United States, I'm looking at Washington, California, New York, Florida, and I see what's going on down there and how they're implementing, and it's off your topic, implementing this COVID-19. What's bothering more than anything, with H1N1 that went down, more people died in a very short period of time, 1.6 million, if not more. And then one thing that bothers me more than anything, and I'm going down the rabbit hole, is now we're going under martial law in 4 states. And why isn't nobody talking about that?
Wait a minute.
They're taking what rights to the liberty.
Wait a minute. What martial law has been declared in what state?
Okay, not using the word martial law, but either COVID-19. Once you start taking away your amendments,
I'm there with you. I understand exactly what you're saying. And
I mean it from
how,
my heart.
Okay, now hold on. How and why did we get all these mail-in ballots that they could get in there and fix? It was
because
of COVID-19.
They lied and they twisted and they threw a bunch of stuff away.
I understand that.
If you went on video and you got proof of it, and people are going out and showing all that stuff, but what's bothering more than anything is nobody's talking about the liberties that are going to be taken away from these 4 states, and they're bowing to it. I get about the vote. I'm there.
Yeah.
But what's bothering, on top of that, we're having another incident happening on top of that, and that's where I'm coming from.
Well, and
so
I perfectly understand.
Two actions happening.
Okay. I perfectly understand what you're saying, and this is a tool that's being used. I'm not in disagreement with you at all. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen.
Hey, John and guest. I heard you. I've already passed on that information, One America News, to my best source. And my best source had told me that Joe Biden's trip to the doctor was, it was actually to get a cast on to hide the GPS because he is going to be under arrest.
Well, that would be good. All right, Kathleen, thank you. We got to close out the show. Thank you very much for your calls, every one of you. John, parting shot. We got about 45 seconds.
Keep the faith, folks. Keep the faith. This is a nation. I'm going to go to it. This is the land, the God of this land. Pray to him and take action. Take action. Pray like it's all on God. Take action like it's all on you.
Amen to that. Thank you, John Twitchell. Appreciate it very much, my friend.
Thanks. Appreciate it, John.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Holmes. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.